Everything that you ever need to know, you already know.
That's why.
If you can pull it out of yourself,
you can find it.
Subconscious, collective, uncollective memory. That's real.
Everything you need.
That's real.
Okay.
But anyway, Primaville Waters, Noon. Right. It is within Noon, which at this point I got to be out of space. That's where I'm at with this thing now, trying to break it down.
That's right.
Because that's real, because that's where we find all these moving bodies and planets. Because ultimately, I'm trying to become one with God while I'm here on earth. To appreciate all the works and the beauty. To develop my mind, because I think that that is important. In order to understand and be able to move on to that next dimension when I leave the flesh. Because as we know, atoms cannot be destroyed nor recreated. So you do not die. It's a transformation. And I myself do not want to get caught in no man's land. You know what I'm saying? I want to
no
be able
to.
The rule come against you. They're gonna ask you know what I'm saying? Three questions in the grave.
That. Listen, man.
Did you know that?
Come on, man. Don't hit me with the. You gonna tell me about Harim Biffnet? What's his name? Am I saying his name right?
Oh, no, come on. It's not me.
Oh,
that's why I don't
thank you.
What
all right. Oh, whatever. But that's where they got that from too. Come on, stop the madness. Do you know who Bala is?
What?
Bala.
Yeah, Bala was the first black man to call Adon. He was a rib. He was a slave. Was the prophet Muhammad bought him because they had put him on a rock. He said
okay,
he would never.
That's where you're wrong. He wasn't a slave. In fact, why do you think in the Quran? Why do you think in the Quran it mentions that sacred place of Ethiopia? Because it's Bala who wrote your books based upon the ancient ancestors' mystery system, like every goddamn thing else. The same thing that Christianity was based upon, but twisted. So that you can grab the people it's towards you because they didn't want to deal with the corruption of Christianity at the time.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, Christianity means the fall.
Christianity was here before Islam, and Muhammad could not handle it.
Years old.
No, boo, you're wrong.
Has no beginning and has no end.
You're actually wrong.
Too many men that can
that's the problem.
You want me to go, you want me to go get the Quran and you get the Bible and we do this? I'll show you.
He's grounded. He's a Capricorn.
The problem.
She's a Libra. She's flying around.
She's a Libra. Thank you, boo.
She's flying around. Know something?
That's spirituality. Air, baby. Where you bow down to the land, I'm able to mentally, you are. That's why I'm the air sign. That's why the creator decided not to make me a Capricorn. You know what I'm saying? He was like, no, I need her to be able to conceive certain ideals that an earth sign could not. Wow. Right, Gemini?
I'm earth.
We in the air.
I mean, air signs, right?
My girl.
Right, yeah, air.
I don't care. Right. Fire is the essence
of
life. Y'all
hot bag of
and
air.
There
that's, what, that's what it is.
Okay, you not bound to the land. You are fire.
Right.
After all, what is the sun?
Of course the land.
Come on now. Represent.
Astral life.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go. I'm ready.
Oh, we're going to talk this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it, Elizabeth.
You're listening to Chamber Music Radio at live365.com, and I'm Maui K, your old dirty hostess with your Shaolin Mostis, right here coming at you from the depths of the 36 chambers, straight from the grain to you. And tonight we have a special guest. We got Storm the Ghetto Mutants here. What's up, Storm?
What's up, boo? How you doing, yo?
It's good to see you. We got G-Clef,
the man composer in the house.
We got 60 Second.
How y'all doing?
Back again.
Greetings, yeah. You know, I sort of like it.
And we got B.I. King.
Peace. How's everyone?
And
come on up in the mic, my man.
The keeper of the gate.
Keep up the gate.
He got the wrong keys.
Yeah, that's right. No, I got the right key. Your ass.
I'm just playing. Don't.
No, don't play like that.
I'm grown.
I'm grown too.
So then let's represent. Grown people respect grown people.
Right, then so.
If you can comment, so can I. Come on.
I ain't comment about that. You the one came out of left field.
All right, you got it. You right. Okay, let's keep it going. All right.
Yeah, we got some questions from the people on the forum.
All right, I'll start with this first question. Actually, it's a two-part question. Why the long rap game hiatus? And what were you doing during that time?
First of all, the first reason is because of disappointment. And, you know, having your heart broken too by this thing that you call the rap game. Once you give your all in your heart and you think you've done, you know, made it through the threshold of being able to reach the masses and understanding that politics is something that you never foreseen, having anything over your destiny of your crew, that takes a lot out of you. So I needed to regroup, you know, and get my shit together. What I've been doing in the meantime, sculpturing my mind, you know what I'm saying? Trying to smooth out the edges.
Indeed, you can't be mad at that. Next question is, how do you plan your hip-hop comeback?
Well, I never felt like I left, considering that I sincerely believe, and this is no disrespect to any of the females that everybody know about, you know, Foxy, Kim, Eve, but on a lyrical level, I have not had a match yet, so what has been out there in the universe still is out there. There's no competition in those terms, so I wouldn't consider a hiatus, you know, just the fact that I ain't putting nothing new out. That's all that's about.
Oh, you're right about that. I'm sure all the Chamber Music listeners could bear witness to that themselves. Which leads me to my next question. Apart from the great G Clef, who do you want to work with?
To answer that honestly, nobody. Clef is who I started with. That's who I feel comfortable with. That's who really brought the best out of me. In terms of growth, like seriously, there was a time where I need assistance with filling out a rhyme. And I've watched myself go from that to the point where I'm my own master of my sculpture. And it's deep. It's me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna go left on you for a minute. What are your feelings toward your Wu Nizza Entertainment days?
I have no feelings about it. Why? Wu, the first album was the bomb, and that's where we at with that. That's when we were trying to break the industry by affiliation with them. But we realized something, that the Soul Kid Click, the crew that I was with, really was the essence of hip-hop. Because whether we were poor or whether we were rich, we were still about the essence of the true thing that we call hip-hop, where lyrics mean something. And it ain't all about the bling bling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, I'm drunk. Bling bling.
Oh, speak your mind.
That's what you said, right?
That's, I thought I fucked it like bling bling, you know.
Oh,
I had to straighten that out.
You home, speak your mind.
Thank you, boo. Thank you, boo. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right.
Yo, I think you should answer a little more of that.
Indeed.
The Jizza Entertainment days, because I think you got more to say than that, don't you?
Indeed. People want to know.
Well, you want me to be real with you?
Be real.
This is why you're here.
Okay.
Independent Killer Bee.
You have an illusion about them being true to what they speak about in terms of dropping science and, you know, representing something that's positive. But then you go see them and they doing things that's outside of what's supposed to be 5% and true indeed, you know. And it was stunning to me. And that's when I no longer looked at them as being something that should be put on a pillar. I saw ourselves as being equals, you know, to be honest with you. My crew was my crew, and I thought we had something that was legit and soulful. And it wasn't, when you think about it, was it a gimmick? How can you tell me you 5% and then you put out a song called Ice Cream? What's that about? Okay. And I'm gonna leave that alone. Y'all answer that.
I'll leave that one alone.
Okay. That's real.
Yeah, we could go somewhere else. A real question that people want to know.
Shit.
Is, can you break down your name, please? Its meaning and origin.
Okay, yeah, I can. Storm, first of all, comes from my love as a kid of the X-Men. And Storm being, first of all, a black woman, which I am, from New York City, if anybody really know the history of Storm, which I am too, you know, it just worked for me. The ghetto mutant part was the fact that I was from the ghetto, but my mindset was not the ghetto. And even though I hang around heads that was strictly about, particularly females that was into dudes, you know, drug dealers, let's keep it real, know the cars, the makes, and all of that, that wasn't the thing that really revolved for me, and I had other thoughts. So I felt like the ghetto, the pressure of being in that environment actually sparked my mentality and caused me to have the kind of lyrics that I have today, where it's not about me being a whore, but, you know, me just pouring my soul out. That's really what I try to do with my lyrics, you know?
Shit. Indeed, that's what you should be doing.
All right.
Alright, well, I'm going to touch on something you mentioned earlier. How do you feel about the females that are currently, quote-unquote, running the rap industry?
I think it's a disgrace.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, I need to, because as a woman into hip hop, I need to say something about hip hop. The essence of hip hop is testosterone. Okay. And if you're going to be a woman in the game, there needs to be an edge about yourself that's real. I don't think you, particularly me coming from the projects, you had to have a hardness about yourself to survive. You had to know how to fight so that your ass wasn't beat down every fucking day. Oh, can you curse?
Oh, this is Chamber Music.
Yeah,
be real,
okay.
Be real.
Yeah, so you wasn't beat down every day and people respect you and yours. You know what I'm saying? So hip-hop, to me, represented that, and it allowed me to really get that edge that I had inside of myself. So I don't think as a woman that, I think in fact it's an oxymoron to see somebody in hip hop with your titties out and your ass out, because hip hop is hardcore. That is the essence of hip hop. It is testosterone. It was created by men. And if you're going to be a woman in the game, you need to respect that fact. Okay? And you need to come at it like that. So that's why I guess I've never made it, because I've never put the titty and ass before the brain.
Well, everyone respects your game, what you're doing, and you know they feel exactly where you're going with that. So that's never a problem. That's where you would change music. Speaking of which, would you be willing?
And, oh, wait a minute. I don't mean to cut you off. Another crucial thing. None of them write their own lyrics. I think as a female, as a woman, it's important. First of all, there have been great men. It's men that started this. Okay? My favorite, my hero, Rakim, who I truly love because he was dropping science. You know, I listened to Rakim. Rakim's the first time that I knew that hip hop could move you the way somebody like Aretha Franklin, when she hit a note, could move you. That's how he did with me. You know what I'm saying? He really, him, you know, what? That's when I knew that just saying words, you didn't have to be a singer to be able to, or a musician, you know. Yo, you could do that. Without an instrument, you could actually do that with words. That's the first time I seen that shit happen. And I think any MC that's a female, you know, out of respect for what this represent, you shouldn't put out an album until you can write that damn album. Okay? That's my bottom line. It's all fraudulent. And I dare any of them to ever call me out. Word up.
All right. Right,
you. No, for real, because you know, sister been out, but I'm telling you, I know off the top I could get him. I could get him. Go ahead.
Heard that head.
Yeah, that's real.
Well, on that note, would you be willing to be part of this of a Soulkick Click reunion now?
I'm down to do whatever my man right here, the Macaposa, wants to do, because again, I'm beyond this thing with fame and fortune. That was another time and place for me. If this was 95, I might have a different answer for you. But now, it's really just about writing it because I'm feeling it. And it doesn't matter to me who hears it or who loves it. Right. Let's put it out there. That's what this is about. Because maybe down the line, it may be a spark in somebody to cause change.
That's exactly what this is about. And speaking about that spark, knowledge seems to be a very important aspect of your being. Can you tell us in what ways has it improved your life?
That's dope. Okay, I like that question.
This question's from P from Quebec City. What up, P?
Yeah, baby. I want to tell you, that one right there was a beautiful motherfucking thing. For real. Okay. Understanding that I didn't learn shit until I got out of high school. Okay, I did not learn a motherfucking thing. Maybe the basics, you know, 1 + 1, you know, multiplication. But in terms of having, when we talk about knowledge, understanding where things come from and stuff like that, Woo.
You know you got to start with this question, P. You know you got to start it.
Yeah, he don't know me, but for homeboy here who's witness, you did start some shit. That's serious, because it has, in terms of lyrics, let me go there. I have gotten deeper than I've ever thought I could with topics. Particularly the last thing, beginning to see, I you know, that was some shit. You're not aware of that, but if you were, you would understand what I'm talking about. And that's the importance of reading. If you can't do nothing else, I mean, to me, one of the dopest lyricists that I know, which is my man, the Mad Composer. And the dope lyricists like Nas, well, I won't even say Nas, you know, Black Thought, who I happen to love as well. These are people who read because of vocabulary. I mean, damn, if you ain't got nothing inside of you, how far can you go in terms of variety? That's why we got this bullshit in the South. I mean, every goddamn song is the same thing because they don't have nothing else in their brain. That's the fucking problem. That's why I listen to the classics. Cool G Rap. What? Child, please. Don't even start nothing. Shit. What? As my man put me on to Ultramagnetics. Mm-hmm. In terms of creativity, showing you how the imagination can just go out there with hip hop. You know.
Peace to Set G.
No doubt.
Set G. All right, well, finally, hip-hop is real sick right now. What do you think us at Chamber Music, you and other supporters of the culture, should do to give it new breath?
I think to do what you're doing now, spreading the word, telling your friends about Chamber Music, forcing them to peep it, and not only that, to purchase the music that's there. Because it's about an education. You know, one of my problems with hip-hop today, particularly, and why I cannot stand Snoop, I gotta tell you. You know, it don't have nothing to do so much in terms of me not thinking that he got skills, which I did see him one time trying to go freestyle, and there was problems, but that's not an issue. If you know hip-hop, that's why I really... No, let me tell you this. That's why I really deal with... New York, yo, if it's outside of Tri-State, I got a problem with it, because you need to know the essence of it. It's a violation to remake a song. This is hip-hop, not R&B, where you remake somebody's song and say the lyrics. Somebody should have beat Snoop ass when he did Lottie Dottie. Mm-hmm. If we were following the essence of hip-hop, that was a beatdown, okay? Mm-hmm. And speaking of which, Buckshot Shorty, he should be ashamed to do no joke and to be from New York around this way. He's supposed to know the tenets of hip hop. That's real, y'all.
Right.
Yeah, man, that's real. There's principles to this. That's why it's an art form, y'all. Okay. So fuck Snoop. Yeah, go let him know. You know,
so
I don't matter.
Those questions.
Yeah, that's that.
And let's get to the real questions, you know. So you don't want to say nothing about them days, man. Politically, you know, what was happening to us?
Well, in terms of what? You mean why it never happened, why it never came to fruition?
Whatever you want to say, you know, you want to talk about whatever you were talking about.
It was just painful, and I still got a lot of pain behind it. But pain is a beautiful thing. You know, sometimes pain really makes you bring out the best rhymes you've ever written or composed, or as a musician, you would know this, man, a composer and an MC. It helps you compose some of the dopest shit. What? Pain. Come on now. That Georgia Jones joint. What? Pain. Pain. It's a beautiful fucking cut.
You mentioned the brightest moment of your Wu-Tang memories before. Do you want to say that again?
The brightest moment of my Wu-Tang memories? Oh, no doubt. I was at the Cobra video. Y'all need to understand. I'm clearly a youngin', and I'm thinking we about to blow up. I'm so excited. I remember the day I first saw they damn sticker in the record store on Rockaway Boulevard. I was so excited, like, yo. 60 Second and this cat, I think it was the Cold World video. They were outside and shit. We somewhere uptown and shit by a fucking park or somewhere. And the scene called for them to run. And 60 Second Assassin, who I had peeped from Sons of Man, Cole smoked this cat. I mean, it was like looking at Carl Lewis. For anybody who loves sports would know who Carl Lewis is, one of the greatest. It was like looking at that. Or for heads who don't know, I might say maybe Maurice Green. It was like that, you know. It was beautiful to see that in the physical, for real. I'm serious.
Yeah, like I said,
I was like, who's that? That's the thing. When you look at people, I saw talent. I said, who's that? It's the first thing. I was like, well, that's 60 Second. But, you know, at that time, again, we were so kids. We was nobody in terms of certain people's lives. So we weren't going to get no introductions. It was disappointing, you know. Man, please. So, you know, that's my feeling about this whole game in hip-hop. I mean, I'm in it good. I'm not. I'm all right with it because I'm still going to be battling, you know, in my mind. If I hear somebody on the radio, you know, I'm pretend like I'm there in the studio with him and do what I gotta. What?
Yeah.
Cause I done did that.
Yo, you ready to do a freestyle or something?
You could do whatever you want. I can just spit something real quick.
Anything you want to say to the fans before we wrap it up?
I just want to thank anybody who recognized what Soul Kid Click was all about, because it was some serious MCs. In fact, You know, I was definitely the weakest link out of everybody. I mean, these guys was dope. Talk about off the top, being in the lab and seeing that kind of shit. It was mind-boggling.
Want to talk about those things a little bit? Smokey Click, Dempsey.
Oh, man, please. Yourself. Well, shit.
Might as well tell them.
Infamous, who was ridiculous off the goddamn top, who I've witnessed hurt people in the person in the lab when there was a cypher.
Let's not forget a certain Wu-Tang video shoot, but okay.
Yeah, well, we ain't gonna go there. Nor are we gonna mention that Def Jam 10-year anniversary shit where nobody wanted to battle him when he stepped to Eric Sermon and all them cats and Redman.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt. Nobody wanted to. This kid from the Bronx was nice. The Bronx bombing, for real, Infamous. It was ridiculous. You need to know that the Clef, all jokes aside, besides being a serious MC and a damn producer, an unbelievable musician, unlike anybody else in the clique, actually can compose, read notes, and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Which we need to get to in terms of hip-hop. You know, if we really want legitimacy, that's somebody we need to emulate and strive for. As well as being nominated for a Grammy at 18. Let's blow that up because that is real. Alto saxophone, Illinois Jacquet. That's a fact. You had this cat, Mark D. Mark issues, but in terms of dropping some deep ass fucking lyrics, yo, Demon. Have y'all heard Demon?
It's on the radio. We play it sometimes.
You heard Demon?
No, he ain't heard it.
Yo. Yo,
I heard it now.
No, like all jokes aside, no, line for line, like if you love hip hop, you need to hear this because the cat was serious with it. Good fellow Mike G, yo, he's the reason why Heads was talking about the mob and being Sicilian because this is the fact
he
brought it out there, and we all know that. We know this. This is why we had Wu Bambino. No disrespect, but that's where it came from. Wu Bambino, that's a fact. It's not until Goodfella spit, and next thing we know, we're here on, I believe it was Glaciers, the second joint, which I'm saying second joint by Wu-Tang, but first was Chef and Ghost. You know, Wu Gambino, if I remember, I believe hearing that there first, and feeling hurt because we know how hard we thought we were going to, you know, become one with Wu and jump off and be able to hit the world worldwide. Black Spick. Definitely got to shout you out. You know what I'm saying? Another Bronx bomber. Okay. Ill what is. Representing the whole Latino thing. Particularly Latino people that understand that they black. And know that Spanish is a language and they're not confused. You know. Mm-hmm. Black Spick held that shit down. Funky killed the snare without a question. We had Smitty. Right, who was called Thomas before called Thomas.
No doubt. He's the skin slave.
No doubt. That's real.
He's the original Joe.
Yeah.
The original Joe.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And
the
then, you
Joe
know, that was me.
South Carolina now. He's the skin slave.
And again, I have no shame in my game. I must admit, when I got with these fellas right here, these heads, I was clearly the youngin' out the crew. I was not nowhere near where they were in terms of skill level. But that's all normally the case with female MCs. But if you really true to this thing here and you got some pride as a woman, you're gonna work till you can be able to sit at the table and be able to maybe go first in a cipher. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, you know, the principle of it. Being chosen out of heads to spit the first rhyme is a compliment out the crew. It's something you pray for and strive for, you know, or being the last one to bring in the anchor. It was a compliment, and that's what you strive for.
Okay,
all right, now.
Go.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to ask you, I see a lot of, you know, we've been talking about how it's male-dominated, hip-hop is male-dominated. What do you think of sexism in hip-hop?
Well, that's a dope question.
That's a very good
and
question.
I think that's what we have today. You know, we have a male's perception of what a female MC should be instead of that female MC defining her own reality of what it means to be that. And that's reality. I'm not mad at those brothers who put that out there, who write those lyrics and who tell them that this is how they need to present themselves. Ultimately, that female has that choice. She has a choice between money and respect, you know? So sexism is an issue. particularly, you know, again, with our men. I mean, am I only just good for fucking? I mean, are there not other aspects to me? What are you looking for in a female? I mean, a whore is supposed to be a bad thing, but that's all I see in your videos. So what are you telling me? So am I wrong to want the papers now? Okay.
Do you feel like do you feel like that you represent a certain kind of woman? And are you, do you see yourself as like a role model of what a woman in hip hop should be?
The second question is what I would ultimately hope for. I'm someone who's been fortunate because the women in my life, particularly my aunts and my mother, my grandfather raised them to be strong women because he understood that what a good man and a strong man needs is just that, a strong woman, okay? Because she can hold you down in the moments where you are weak. So I was around women who were taught by their father to defend themselves. Coming out of the environment that I came out of, it was crucial that I knew how to be able to hold my own. The first question, you know, I see myself as being unique right now on this planet, sad to say. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, I don't think there are any women really like me on this planet.
You don't think that women,
I don't, I'm
you
sad.
You don't think women have a chance of evolving, of breaking out of
no.
What, you know, they're kind of expected to be one thing and then they, you know, like they wear slutty outfits in videos and then they are what they are said to be and then... No women want to speak their minds, and then if they do speak their minds, they're accused of being pushy or too controversial or this or that, you know? And you don't think that there's any potential for women to be able to represent what they really are and not what they've been created to be?
Not outside of divine inspiration or divine intervention, as I like to say. And why? Because of the fact that we come through this particular society where our socialization says that we have to be one way. I have to come out of the womb wanting to play with doll babies. I have to come out of the womb wanting to be a homemaker and wanting to clean the house. I have to come out of the womb, you know, not wanting to ride a damn bike and do wheelies like I see the little kids doing, jump rope, run. I mean, that's the problem. The way we're raising our children, we are telling them that if you are outside of this narrow box, then you are abnormal. So the fear of not being a light, which you know, going through high school, peer pressure, that is going to cause women to stay in that cocoon. And not unless there is something about you that tells you just to defy all of that and you have the will to stand alone, that's where you're going to be. That's why I particularly say in one rhyme that I'm a one-woman army. I got to be.
Right.
The world has left me no choice.
Boom. Bang! Storm the Ghetto Mutant, thanks for coming down. You know I love you.
I appreciate it, and I thank you for having me. And for those...
You're busy in a minute, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. For those who been peeping us, thanks, yo. I appreciate it, no doubt.
All right, no doubt.
Yeah. I guess we're still a no pass.